Position, please.
Sure. My name is Akant Veer, and I'm a lecturer in marketing at the University of Bath School of Management.
Okay, well, you've carried out this research into campaigns to try and get young people to lose weight. Firstly, just sum up the findings from that.
Sure. So we really came with the intention of trying to encourage young people to lose weight, live a healthier life. And we were really asking, well, what has a bigger effect? Does it have to do with how satisfied they are with their body, how well they look, or is it more about just thinking more about the health issues of obesity and being overweight and whether that has a bigger effect on them? So is it top-of-mind awareness about the issues, or is it actually feeling ugly or not liking the way you looked?
Right.
The findings really were encouraging for me anyway. Looking at it, it seems that people who didn't like the way they looked really didn't want to lose weight as much as we had thought, you know? So it's nothing to do, well, not very little to do with a person's satisfaction with their body.
Okay.
But it's more to do with how much they think about obesity in a neutral sense. Does that kind of make sense?
Right, okay. So, I mean, we're talking about 13 to 18-year-olds, quite an influential group,
Absolutely.
I mean, in terms of influences on them. So when we hear things like, oh, we've got a advert featuring a skinny model and that's not right because it means everyone will want to look skinny,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of thrown that out, hasn't it?
Well, it's kind of thrown it out to some extent. I mean, this research doesn't show whether they like that model or not. It just says, well, based on that, they're not desperate to lose weight because of it. We are looking, let's be specific, we're looking at kids that were all overweight or obese at this age group. So these are all kids that did need to lose weight in some form or another. But people saying, you're ugly, you need to lose weight, or you don't look the size you are, you need to lose weight, that really didn't have much of a bearing on their desire to lose weight. What did have a bearing is actually looking at it from a more neutral perspective and just thinking more about it when they went to make decisions about healthy living, healthy eating. If it was at the top of their mind, then they were more likely to take the right decision, I guess. And
right, so which is quite positive, I suppose, in
a
way.
Yeah, it's a great size. That way, you know, all these campaigns that focus on, hey, look, you know, this is the right way to look, this is the wrong way to look, that really has no effect, and I really want to get rid of those in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What would be better is just to get more top-of-mind awareness in the kids, get them thinking more, get it more into the classroom, say, this is right, this is healthy, this is unhealthy, but not actually say, this is ugly, this is, you know.
And things like, you have noted that things like the Jamie Oliver whole campaign has kind of worked, because again, that's not like that, is it? That's just saying, just eat healthily.
That's just eat healthily, exactly. Forget about weight for a second. Eat healthily, and the weight will follow based on that. Now, you see some schools in Wales, I think I read the other day as well, were just saying, look, we want more fruit and veg in our schools. Now, I don't know how many schools 10, 15 years ago would have said that if it hadn't been for programs like Jamie Oliver saying, you know, this is right for your body, this is good for your body. Now, if from my study, if we had gone in and said, this is a pretty person, this is an ugly person, you know, you are not at this ideal that society has set, my study results would have said, no, that wouldn't have had much of an effect. It probably would have had a negative effect, to be honest, because of the emotional factors that would have happened.
Listen, that's a really interesting piece of research. And what do you do with this? I mean, can you take this to different people when they're thinking about marketing campaigns?
Yeah. Well, the main focus for it,